time again for the new moon talk and meditation. So welcome all of you. And we'll see what you've remembered from last time. So we've now put the energy of the eclipse behind us and we get back to the regular lunar rituals. This next lunation is powerful vibe. It's on the 13th of November, so we're into the energy of it tonight. And it's at 4:16 a.m. Eastern Time and 1:16 a.m. Pacific Time. But during this new moon, the sexy water sign guides our hearts to pursue our deepest passions. So you might remember the new moon appears every 29 and a half days. Now work that one out. Because most people think of the moon purely at night time, but a new moon and a full moon can be in the middle of the day. But the new moon symbolizes fresh starts. It's a reminder to rest, make plans for these next few days, and then put it into potent manifestation. So Scorpio is symbolized by power and transformation. It represents our need to let our hearts go in whatever direction. And it's to let go of whatever's holding us back. So Scorpio in our charts anyway shows where we are, covert and strategic, with our actions and stubborn, resilient, loyal and passionate. So if you're resistant towards letting go of baggage, pay attention. Lunar drama is inevitable right now, so knowing the spiritual meaning is essential. So if you wanted to know the spiritual meaning of this month's new moon, you're already aware that new moons bring around change. And you've had a period to look back at how you've done already in the month as it's come down from the waning of the full moon to the new moon. So it's been a chance now just to rest. Plant seeds for your dreams to come true using the power of manifestation. So typically with the new moon, travels through a water sign, we're prompted to assess our emotions in quiet solitude. But because Scorpio shows us what we need to release, we may cling extra tight onto things we know we shouldn't. What's more, the moon is debilitated in Scorpio, which means they're 180 degrees apart. Debilitated celestial bodies are similar to foreign beings, uncomfortable away from home. So repressed emotions may surface, forcing you to take a look at what's not fulfilling or filling your soul. Do be aware, Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, the planet of destruction and transformation, whereas in traditional astrology, it's ruled by Mars, the planet of aggression. So prepare for some tensions, be aware of that, so that you can, that you might not react off the spur of the moment. So pent up emotions can explode. We can sever ties to things that are emotionally toxic, people, situations. So with the new moon in the sign of Scorpio, you may face both stagnation and upheaval. That might sound like all doom and gloom, but it's not. Scorpio rules power and desire, fueling us with the motivation to achieve our goals. The lunation is a great time for planning steps forward, whether you're hoping to boost anything in your life or start a routine. Perfect. But make sure you choose your battles carefully. It's time to work on things you know you need to get rid of. Two things will make this more feasible. Venus is in Libra, encouraging you to lean into being a team player. South node, the point that marks our karma and past, is also in Libra, revealing which patterns in relationships are no longer working. Ultimately, this lunation prompts you to dig deep within yourself, uncovering what's no longer serving you and making room for growth. So that's the spiritual meaning of this November's new moon. Now you might remember, or you should remember those that were on previously, which I'll just do a very brief recap. The new moon The moon's in phases. You've got the new moon, you've got the waxing, you've got the full moon, and you've got the waning. The new moon is a time of rest, ready for the waxing moon, where you can manifest, start putting into action. So it's a time of temporary pause. Reflection is what you've been doing. So from that reflection, it's about thinking about what you want to manifest. That's what I mean by the pause. So you can be fully present as soon as the waxing moon starts in order to manifest. So we will go through a journal like we did before so that you can put your intentions down. And you can, if you wish, then do the meditation all the way up to the new moon on the 13th, which is Monday, and for the 3 days after, if you need some encouragement to manifest. So remember, the waxing moon is getting into motion. And I also mentioned the 11 things that you should and shouldn't do during a new moon. Who can remember them? Well, seven things to do during a new moon. Set a worthwhile intention. Bring light into your life. So it could be just lighting a candle. Begin something new. If you're starting something new and you're looking for love, then go on a first date. Make a list of those intentions. Create a sacred space so that you're in the optimal time for making your own magic. And whatever ritual, which could be as simple as listening to this, doing the journal as a group, which magnifies the energy anyway, because more than one of you are doing it at the same time with the pure intention of creating your intentions to manifest. But the four things not to do during the new moon: don't quit something you care about, don't avoid meeting new people, don't decline unexpected invites, and don't spend time with energy suckers. So using the new moon, I will recap on in more depth because that's the importance of it. The new moon, it represents the start of the new lunar cycle. Like I said, occurs approximately every 29 days, 29 and a half. When there is a new moon, the Earth, Moon and the Sun are positioned in a line. We can't see a new moon in the sky because during this time, the Moon sits between the Earth and the Sun, with the Sun shining on the side of the Moon that we cannot see. So why is this phase of the Moon important to you and your life? The Moon is so powerful, it's responsible for moving oceans, the ocean tides, and for the growth of plants. And we as humans are also affected by the powerful energy because we're made up predominantly of water. So the meaning of the new moon is the opportunity to start anew and refresh your dreams and desires. New moon symbolizes new beginnings. You can use the energy of the new moon to achieve your goals and start new projects. So you've already been taking time to reflect during the waning moon of how far you've come. So it's the last point of time for this reflection on your old goals, and a point with that reflection to then set yourself new goals. The magical time is the perfect opportunity to start anew. So new moon energy can be powerful. Tapping into this energy can support your dreams and desires. You can harness the energy of the new moon to fulfill your visions, make your desires come true by creating new moon ritual, which, like I said, is as simple as doing it here and now. Perfect, still a ritual. But it should be a time where you can relax, have some light. If you want to light a candle or some incense, feel free. But just listen to your heart when we get to the journaling. You can write down what you truly desire in your life. Don't ask for too much, though. Keep your list simple and short. And make sure you don't have more than 10 goals or wishes. And just be clear with your intentions. When we get to that point, wording your wishes or goals is important, which I will help you with. So you must try and capture the feelings behind your wish. The moment you wish must feel right. If it doesn't, then you should wait until another time or another new moon to make the wish, when it does feel right. Your wishes must not be focused on other people and cannot change others. But you can wish and make changes to your own behaviour, which will positively influence and encourage the change in another person. So like I said, we will get to the journaling. So sort of a month ahead, well, month ahead reading, definitely for the next 2 weeks, but 2 weeks to 4 weeks for the moon cycle. You should be able to achieve your goals. But you will need confidence. That'll be the key to your success. You see, you've already made adjustments. It's time to make those adjustments again in order to manifest your goals. Remember, nothing's set in stone. The energy you put in is the energy you get out. So it will need you to make the first move, so to speak, for whatever you're trying to manifest. But it's your chance for a new start. It's a new cycle. So, at present, take time to breathe out. Let go of that the reflection process. Use that reflection that you've done to make the new intentions. Remember, luck's always on your side. You've got the magic within. So it's your chance to balance spirituality and practicality to bring you the best chance of manifestation. This month, thanks to Marie, there's a couple of crystals which can be beneficial. There's more than a couple. It's like just a tip of the iceberg, really. But if you want a couple of crystals for the new moon, labradorite. Labradorite is known for its magical, mystical properties. It can cast illusions to help protect your energy and space. Particularly helpful to fend off any psychic attacks. It can also aid you in seeing through illusions yourself. Labradorite can help hold your space, which is great during the new moon phase and for manifesting. It can help protect and restore your energy, strengthen and repair. Working with labradorite over a period of time can help unlock your latent intuitive abilities. It can also help work through inner issues with honesty and confidence, which you may have been shying away from and facing. Labradorite is also a great companion for self-belief and building your manifesting power ready to use in future, or to use at the present time. It also helps stabilize and ground spiritual connections, which can aid bringing in clearer communication and guidance from your spiritual team. It's perfect while you're trying to create some intentions. The other crystal is very good for the new moon. Amethyst. Amethyst energy works on multiple levels, which makes it an ideal choice for working with around the new moon. It provides an energetic protective bubble around your intentions. It also raises your vibration, which can help to achieve your goals. Amethyst promotes clear thinking and offers a sense of calm, which is great for decluttering the mind and dispersing any negative emotions or thoughts, and especially what you've just learned with regard to Scorpio. And the new moon spiritual meaning this month. Amethyst can also heighten your intuition, enable you to be more open to receiving psychic insights. It's important to help decide where to focus your energy over the coming weeks in order to manifest more effectively. Well, that seems like a flash getting to this point of the journaling already, after the explaining last month. Mm-hmm. So journaling, if you want to get a bit of paper out, and you're going to use both sides of the bit of paper. On one side, you're going to write a letter to the universe outlining what you intend to leave behind in the past, behaviors, attitudes, situations, relationships, or anything that weighs you down. Makes you feel better than yourself. So when you've got your bit of papers or your bit of paper out, I can give you the wording to start that letter to the universe. Do you remember the wording, sweetheart? So, on your piece of paper to start with, you can start with the words, I now release. And underneath that, add your list. And you would finish it or sign it off with, and it is so. Signing your name and the date. And on the other side of the bit of paper, we will list, we'll get to that in a moment, what you can create or you're wanting to create. Thought behaviours, attitudes, situations, relationships, or anything at all that's weighing you down or makes you feel bad within yourself, which you want to release. Because most people probably find that particular bit of what you want to release, the harder part, it's much easier when we get to the other side of the bit of paper, writing down what you want to have, create or do. But when you get to that point, try and think about what you've previously been blocked by fear or insecurity that you'd really like to achieve. With what you want to achieve, so on that other side of the bit of paper, you want to start with, as I step into my highest potential, any list of things you want to create or do. Some good words for that: claim, invoke, manifest, intend, believe, draw to me, welcome into my life. Create. Become. Do. Transform. Embrace. Love. Adore, cherish, make, construct, transform. Quite powerful words. So as I step into my highest potential, I wish to create. You can be as broad or as specific as feels right for you. And you'd sign the manifesting side of this bit of paper with, I claim this and more for my highest good, and it is so. I claim this and more for my highest good, and it is so. So on that first side is I now release, and then signed off as, and it is so, the name and the date. And on the reflection side, as I step into my highest potential, I wish to create or draw to me, welcome into my life. Signed off with, I claim this and more for my highest good, and it is so. Again, sign and date. Obviously, this is intention, so you do want to keep it somewhere safe. Not necessarily to reread again, unless you are drawn to do so, but it's got your intentions on there, so it's strong. It's so it's like a contract to the universe. So now resting a cup of coffee on it, with a load of rings going on it. So after you've created your journal of your intentions and what you wanted to release, then we'll go on to the meditations. If anyone wants to use the toilet or whatever, so you're more comfortable for the meditation, give us some time. So has everyone sorted with their journal? Perfect. So before we just start the meditation, if you want to do, close your eyes and just breathe. And just again, focus on your balanced breath. So inhale the same length as the exhale, just for a few minutes. So the new moon, the cycle, it actually begins on Monday, which is the 13th. But the energy is already in play now. And then the 14th, Tuesday, the moon will begin its growing journey, which then 2 weeks after that, the moon will be at its fullest. And then it'll begin to regress and wane again the following 2 weeks and return to this place again, the dark moon, the new moon. So just tune into the rhythm of your breathing. Acknowledge your intentions and awareness, as awareness has the power of transformation. So as you observe your breathing, the length of your breath might change, and that's okay. So inhale deeply through the nose, feeling your stomach area expand, and hold for approximately 5 seconds. As you inhale, you should feel the chest expanding slightly, and this allows the heart chakra to open and lets loving energy circulate. As you exhale, do so through the mouth. If you can steady the pace of your breathing, you can also steady the rhythm of your mind. And then just pause for a few seconds before deeply inhaling again. And then exhaling once again, allowing any thoughts in your mind to spin aimlessly around. He may likely notice that one significant thought continuously repeats itself. If so, focus the attention briefly on it, acknowledge any feelings that are attached to it, and exhale. Envisage gently blowing the thought away. And just continue this process of breathing with any other persistent thoughts in your mind, blowing them all away. Should you leave you feeling calmer? So inhale deeply, keeping your awareness on the new beginnings. The new beginnings you wish to incorporate into your life. You can use the exhale breath to focus on whatever you wish to eradicate from your life. Feel yourself letting go of consciousness, thought, worry, tension and doubt. Just breathe and relax. The universe supports you in moving in the direction of your dreams, in manifesting the intentions of your heart, in living the divinely inspired blueprint of your soul planned prior to your birth. Not every detail, but the direction. And so for right now, relax, breathe and let go. Imagine that the doors of your heart are opening wide and you're entering in, going inward into your inner space, peace, calm, silence, void. Breathe and relax. So now as you are here sitting in this peaceful and steady awareness, feel your breath moving through your nose. Let the muscles of your eyes soften. Allow your ears to receive the vibration and sound of my voice, reverberating through you. Feel your tongue in your mouth. Continue to soften that great muscle. Feel the weight of your torso connected and supported. Just let your eyes relax, your mouth and your jaw relax, before focusing on your neck. Releasing tension, relaxing your neck. Relaxing your shoulders, your arms and chest. Relax your abdomen, your upper back, moving down to relax your lower back. And relax your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, ankles, and your feet, leaving you to relax your fingers and your toes. Relax, breathe, bringing your attention even more to your legs. Notice how your legs connect down into the floor and the earth, letting your body feel grounded and present. Then enter in as you breathe. So the meditation for the new moon is all about cleansing your energy, allowing yourself to receive guidance from spirit. It's not so much about taking action, it's more about tuning into your highest truth, receiving guidance. So know that your energy is clear and you're open to receiving guidance. In your mind, say new moon, I ask you to help cleanse and clear away any energy that no longer serves me. Four, once more, becoming aware of your breath. Send each inhale deep into your belly. And gradually extend your inhales and your exhales. While extending your inhales and your exhales, visualize white, cleansing light coming from the new moon, softly surrounding your body. Imagine that this white, cleansing energy is gently clearing away energy that no longer serves you. And continue to focus on your breath. Imagine the cleansing energy, cleansing your aura, feel it cleansing you for a minute or two. When you feel that your energy has been cleansed, thank the new moon. In your mind, say, new moon, I ask that you and my guides share guidance with me about what I should focus on this lunar cycle. Then continue to focus on your breath. Be open and receptive to information that may come to you. Trust any sensations you experience as truth. Continue to just focus on your breath. Stay in this receptive space. Thank the moon and your guides for any information they share with you. And release any control of your breath. You're aware that the new moon falls into the waxing stage, where it grows to its full power and illumination for the full moon. The waxing moon invites you to grow and take action. It beckons you to act on the information that you've received And you've written in your journal, the lively energy of the waxing moon, it intensifies. As it approaches the full moon. So for the waxing moon focus, it focuses on the activating your energy center, your solar plexus. Know that you have everything that you need to accomplish your desires. Say in your mind, when the growing moon comes, I ask you to spark a fire within me, to give me all of the energy and wisdom I need to accomplish my goals. And then once more, become aware of your breath, sending each inhale deeply into your belly once more. Begin to extend your inhales and your exhales and start to visualize a golden yellow light coming from the moon and connecting with your solar plexus, which is below your sternum and above your belly button. Visualize this light sparking a fire within your solar plex area. With every inhale, the fire and the golden light grow bigger, bigger, and brighter. With each breath, breathe that fire from around your solar plex to throughout your body. This breath of fire is conducted by taking a sharp and fast inhale, followed by quick and forceful exhales. You'll feel your lower belly moving up and down for this breath. Once you start to feel lightheaded, stop and breathe normally. And then visualize the golden yellow energy flowing throughout you. Please do another set of 30 quick and forceful breaths in and breaths out. The breaths of fire. And then allow your breath to return to normal. And again, one more round of 30 breaths of fire. Really charging your body for manifestation. Before releasing all control over your breath and allowing your breath to return to its normal state. Saying in your mind, oh growing moon, as you grow, give me signs to indicate that I'm taking the right action. Just continue to focus on your breath. So in this moment, and leading up to the full moon, be open and receptive to information that may come to you. Trust all sensations you experience as truth. For the moment, continue to focus on your breath. Stay in this receptive space for a couple of minutes. Being grateful to the moon for its energy. Stay in this receptive space for as long as you'd like. Once you're done, thank the moon for its energy. For its help. For its alignment, for helping you to manifest your goals. Then release any control of your breath. Open your eyes, connect with your body, and jot down any information you'd like or that you've received. So for those of you that are Aries, the effect of this new moon it'll be time to give some thought to the relationships around you. See, as the new moon energizes the sector of shared assets and intimacy, they should be negotiating a new way of operating together. You should find a settlement, inheritance, bonus, line of credit, or something you've been trying to achieve will be approved before the full moon. Let's bloody hope so.
I was going to say, did you write that?
No, I haven't.
They're both Aries.
I haven't read it either. But let's bloody hope so. Sorry, I'll have to edit that bit out, but I got excited. Taurus. Taurus prioritizes partnerships. It'll take you far at this time, as this lunar phase aligns you with your relationships. You may decide it's time to move in, make a long-term promise, or go separate ways. Teamwork and collaboration will be super beneficial for you. Gemini, it's time to get to the grind. Since the new moon will ignite your productivity, a flurry of activity in your daily routine will result. Prepare to align your best work-life balance now. If you're searching for a new job or perhaps want to take on more milestone projects, it's a good time to do it. It's also an auspicious period to improve your fitness, diet, physical health. Cancer. Very passionate, sexy, romantic time for you. As the new moon radiates upon you, get ready for a flame within your heart. So creativity, sports and games will be on top of the mind at this time. It's a pivotal time for you. It's one of the most significant periods of the year. If you're single, put yourself out there. It's a time for reigniting that flame. It's also a very good time for trying for a child. Leo. Home is where the heart is. This new moon will send energy throughout your family and domestic orb, therefore prompting a sudden move or fix up a space. If you'd like to spend some time with your kindred, or are required to step in for a big family situation, do so with grace. Virgo, brainstorms are welcome. The new moon will energize your sector of communications and learning. You'll want to take on more writing, speaking, advertising, or branding initiatives. You may find a passionate vision you want to declare to the world may be made. You could also find yourself stepping out of town. So if you can take a quick getaway to a nearby locality, you'll be glad that you did. Libra, it'll be a time that you need to be focusing on finances. This new moon could have you more energized than usual. Could bring a new job offer, a raise, a side hustle, or a lucrative client. Focus on your finances and consider how you could build a greater wealth in the year to come. Scorpio, time to step into the spotlight. This new moon is all about you. You'll likely have a sudden open doorway to pursue your greatest personal goals, plans, and desires. Consider the patterns you'd like to build toward in the year to come and get moving towards them now. The universe is working in your favor. Sagittarius, take this time for you. This new moon has you feeling a bit burnt out. Don't fret. Cut yourself some slack. Don't push too hard. Go with the flow. It's an excellent time to brainstorm and focus on how you can improve your mental and physical health. Capricorn, it's time to make your name known. This new moon is about to jazz up your social life. You'll be feeling eager to show everybody how hot, sexy, and popular you truly are. Networking, attending events. It's a lucky time for you now. So get connected and have fun. Aquarius, cast your eye on the prize. This new moon will have you quite focused on your ambitions and professional life. A promotion or new job offer from a competitive firm could pop up around this time. Also, rewards from previously completed work done well could give you a plenty of applause. Pisces, keep an open mind and perspective. Energize your expansion zone. And when you do, though, it could cause you feeling that you have already explored this. But take on board everything that life has to offer. You may get the travel bug, while others might get called back to learning. If you're feeling a spiritual vibe, open up your heart and align with the universe. It's a great time. So I hope you've enjoyed this November's new moon talk and meditation. Feel free to comment or drop me a message if there's anything you'd like to know or clarify. And watch out for the full moon talk and meditation in 2 weeks' time. Lots of love, all of you.